This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
We're back with more Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Third and 9, big play. Sanders with time to the sideline. Tough throw for Judy, and Judy has it intercepted. It's picked off by Jalen Johnson. Judy had it near his hands, and Johnson took it away. The 29th Chicago takeaway.
This is a great play by Jalen Johnson. This is another well-fitted ball in there. A little bit of back shoulder, but Jerry Judy is not able to squeeze it in. You can see it drop right there into the hands of Jalen Johnson.
It hit him in the hands, and Jalen Johnson snatched it. Kevin Stefanski can't believe it.
That was a good make good by Jalen Johnson after getting beat deep. I think he's healthy. I just don't know how in shape or how speedy he is and we're used to seeing. But most importantly, gets the takeaway. The Bears defense do what they do. Three takeaways on Sunday, and the Bears win their 10th game of the season. They beat down the Browns with a final of 31-3. The Bears now 10-4, and they are eyeing the playoffs with the Packers coming to town on Saturday. Good morning, everybody. Judson Richards with you. It's a good, better, best Monday, a victory Monday on 6-7 The Score. We'll talk to the Score's Chris Emma in just a few minutes, catch up with him, talk about this team, talk about this victory, and also look forward as well. We're going to go over a few headlines of some major topics that unfolded on Sunday that also could impact the Bears moving forward. But as we promised, you want to get on, we will get you on. 312-644-6767. Ryan is joining us in Oak Forest. Ryan, good to hear from you. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, Mr. Richards? I think this was a great test. I didn't think this game would matter because if we won, who cares? If we lost, that means we won't make it past the first round of the playoffs. This is maybe the first time I ever considered ignoring a game because our chances were so high rather than the other way around. But winning by almost 30, shutting down a team to just 3, the way the defense was on a string and our offense could do no wrong against a very underrated Browns defense, I'm very confident that we'll have the right stuff for this Saturday, a rematch against the Packers, who we only lost to by a touchdown last time, and we could very likely see them in the wild card too. I'm so psyched, but my question is, who is our best player? Because I can't tell, but that's actually a compliment.
Ryan, who do you think the best player is?
Gosh, I mean, that's why I'm asking. Oops, sorry.
That's all right.
I guess.
No apology necessary, Ryan. Come on, tell me, who is the Bears' best player?
Right now, I think, you know, I think Kevin Byard, he's kind of our glue guy. He's what's keeping us together. He's also pulling his weight with the interceptions, too. It's not just morale. So I think Kevin Byard has that balance. You know, he's an all pro.
Brian, thanks for the phone call. Yeah, I appreciate it, buddy. And you want to weigh in on that, 312-644-6767. I'm going to open that up for the text line. Who's the Bears' best player? Rather straightforward. Resume-wise, and I think it showed on Sunday as well, I'm a big DJ Moore fan. I mean, if you look at the quarterbacks that he has had over his career and the years that he has had and the success that he has had, I think DJ Moore is a very special player. He is a smaller size guy. I think he's been beat up this season. But I think that answer, fortunately, very quickly, is becoming Caleb Williams. It may not be this year, but I think an offseason with Ben Johnson to get dialed in and to even just get sharper on this offense, I think sooner rather than later, the answer is what we'd want it to be, and that would be Caleb Williams. Now, Ryan's first couple comments there where he said, I wasn't even going to watch this game because who cares?
Real fans don't do that.
Well, listen, you fan however you want. I just... You know, and I saw this text that came in. That's the voice of Grant Leader on the other side of glass there. Judson Richards along with you. This from the 615. I don't know what I'd said. Obviously, he must have felt I was going to go over my skis, but he says it was the 3-10 Browns. It's not like they beat the 16-0 Patriots from years past. This is a moment where we need to just stop. All right. There's that, for those that watch The Office, Grant, you watch The Office.
No, but I do like watching it here and there.
All right. Well, when you get off air, I need you to watch every episode of The Office. But okay. You know, there's that famous kind of line, and it's been viral. You've probably seen it where Andy Bernard, aka the Nard Dog, where he's like, "Someone needs to tell you that you're in the good old days, right? They need to let you know instead of so you're not looking back and going, man, those were the good old days." You just are like, no, you need to be reminded you're in them right now. Again. This is only the third time in 15 years that the Bears have won 10 games. Okay, if you look at the futility of years past, and by the way, it can be very easy to feel like you, the sports fan who has watched your team struggle for years and years and years, are the only ones going through those struggles. The Browns are a reminder of how awful it can also be in a lot of different places. So if you're going today, well, we only beat the Browns. Hey, did you hear the stat they gave during the game that when the Bears led 14-0 at halftime, it was their largest halftime lead since week 5 of last year. Of last year, leading 14-0. So beating any team and beating the brakes off of any team while getting to 10-4 and jumping back up atop the division is something worth celebrating. Because go and look around the NFL. You know, people want to talk about how great the Patriots are. I get it. They blew a 21-point lead on Sunday. And we're supposed to really make a stamp of where they are by beating the Bills. And they were virtually there and then they collapsed. So at 1:08 on a Monday morning, let me just stop you and say, please appreciate what is happening in 2025. It can be very easy to go, man, you think this is good? Wait till Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams are together in year two. Okay. But remember, the Bears are about to play the Packers for the second time in December for the top of the division. Do you know how rare it is to have meaningful Bears-Packers games where they're both really, really good in December? If you've been following the history of the organization or these matchups, it doesn't happen often. So the fact that you get two in December, we are in the good old days. Let me tell you, Ryan in Oak Forest, don't take games off. You only get 17 of them to begin with in the regular season. I think we're going to get a little playoff football here in Chicago, but I wouldn't recommend taking any of them off. 312-644-6767. Let's go to Joe in Schaumburg with us on the Score. Hey, Joe, what's going on?
Man, I'm excited. Good for the Bears today. What a great season it's been.
Hey, man, Joe.
You know, I want to say, like, Ben Johnson's such a game changer. I just feel like these next three games are going to tell you where we're at. And if we go 3-0 in these next three games, I mean, the playoffs are ours. If we can beat these next three teams, because let's say it, these are all playoff contenders, yeah?
They are. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, where do you think we sit going forward after that? I mean, I'm not saying we're going 3-0. I mean, we're here's the gauntlet, right, for the whole season?
Yep.
Especially the Lions, given what they did to us the last game. If we could just, I mean, I don't know. And DJ Moore today, I got to give him a shout out, man. Thank God they put the spotlight on him again, because he's a player. He really is.
Joe, he's outstanding. Thanks for the phone call. So here's what we have the rest of the way. All right, so the Bears had the Packers on Saturday night. Okay, the Packers are in second place of the division, but they're 9-4-1. The Bears are 10-4. Whoever wins that game will be atop the division. But the Bears will finally have a little bit of room. If it's the Packers who win that game, they would take the division back. Then they've got the San Francisco 49ers in San Francisco, and the Niners are 10-4. One thing about the Niners, when they have Brock Purdy, Christian McCaffrey, and George Kittle all playing healthy, they are virtually unstoppable. Now, they haven't had Brock Purdy a lot of this season. Christian McCaffrey is often injured. He's not this year, and George Kittle is ready to go as well. So they are a beast, and they are going to be a problem, and they will most likely be a playoff team as well. And then you've got the Detroit Lions, who are 8-6. But the Lions are averaging 30 points a game. Like, their record isn't as good when Ben Johnson was there, but their offense is still rolling. So, you know, they're going to be a problem, because we don't know what that means. There's a few different ways to look at the Bears' schedule as of now. The glass half full way to look at it is sort of they are going to be built for the playoffs because they are playing playoff football the rest of the way. The other way to look at it is like they are going to be beat down trying to get to the playoffs because of the teams that they have in front of them, right? Now, I look forward to getting Tremaine Edmonds back because he was having an all-pro caliber season. We do not know what's going on with Roma Dunze. I'll ask Chris Emma about that in a minute. But you tell me, 312-644-6767, do you look at the difficulties of the remaining schedule and say, damn it, this is going to build them as a team that will be ready to go in the playoffs because they are already playing playoff football? Or do you look at it as like, it is going to cost them a lot to get there? And how much energy and what will they be like when they arrive at the playoffs? But I'll say this, it's the NFL. It's not easy for anybody. But if you take away one thing from this morning, it's the Bears will be in the playoffs by week 16 if they beat the Packers and then the Lions lose to the Steelers in Detroit. Bears win, Lions lose, your team is in for the first time since 2020. It's pretty spectacular to see what Ben Johnson has done for a team that has averaged 5 wins over the previous 3 seasons. 312-644-6767. Let's move our headlines to, we'll get to that coming up at 1:30 because we don't want to keep Chris Emma waiting anymore. He's 6'7 of the Score is Chris Emma. And our conversation began with them. Remember this whole trap game? This is a trap. Did Emma believe this was going to be a trap?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Trap.
Never. No, absolutely not. Look at, but when you got Ben Johnson as your head coach, you follow that constant intensity in, and he was never going to let that happen. This is a guy who's so dead set on the process and on improving and on preaching everything they need to do throughout the week. And to the credit of these players, they've embraced every bit of his message. And that's part of it. The other part is, and you heard a change in tone for Ben Johnson this week in that he was not talking about the playoffs before this week. I think he realized the way around, if there any potential of a trap game, was talking about, hey, look at these NFC standings, guys. It's pretty bunched up here. Like, we need this win. He said, we desperately need to win this game. And the messaging set the tone for not only avoiding a letdown, but a thorough trouncing of this team. And I know the Browns are not a good football team, but give credit to the Bears for a complete performance. And beyond just what they showed today on the field, the preparation throughout the week, the focus, that everything that was there, that checks all the boxes and says there's not going to be a letdown. So I came away really impressed about that. I wrote about it on 670thescore.com. Like, credit to everybody involved for the fact that they did not get caught up in the opponent, get caught up in looking ahead to next Saturday night. They were ready to go, and they put out a statement today.
Emma, what'd you think of the game that Caleb Williams had on Sunday?
Really impressive. I was really impressed by what he was able to show against a tough defense. That's a pesky defense the Browns bring out there. I like the fact that his accuracy was improved. It's not going to show in the completion percentage, but he was leading receivers the right way. They had a lot of yards after catch, the yak category. A lot of that is Caleb Williams and finding space, leading guys to the right spot. I thought he had a really good game. And then there was some spectacular, too. That throw to DJ Moore, that second touchdown, is something that just not a lot of quarterbacks are able to do. Very few in this league are able to do that. I was blown away. My perch in the press box, I did not know that was a touchdown. I had no idea what had just happened in that moment. And I had to go back in the replay and really process it. That was unbelievable. And we heard from Ben Johnson a couple days ago talking about the idea of Caleb Williams needs to marry both the spectacular, those highlight reel moments, with the basics and the simple stuff, which we saw today as well, the leading the receivers. Today was a glimpse of the kind of complete quarterback they want Caleb Williams to become. And again, I know it's not a great opponent on the other side, but we've seen struggles from Caleb Williams against lesser opponents so early on this season. Today was a day of considerable growth for him.
We're talking to 6-7 the score is Chris Emma as the Bears take care of business against the Browns on Sunday with a 31-3 win. Bears approved a 10-4 on the year back atop the NFC North. Chris, let's talk about this defense a little bit. Specifically, you know, the Bears pass rush, I think they took advantage of a really banged up Browns offensive line. But is the Bears defense improving as the season goes along, just like we hope the offense is also doing?
Yes, I think they're just getting healthier. Like, I think this is just the process of getting continuity. Dennis Allen, to his credit, like, he's talked about, yes, like, we'll play next man up, we'll do whatever we got to do. But he's also admitted, honestly, like, yeah, we need to get the healthy bodies out there. We need to get this group together for more than just a couple practices and games. Like, continuity matters when you're talking about a defense like this. And I think you saw this group looking a lot more comfortable out there. There's still ways to go in terms of that health. And Jalen Johnson is still not 100%. But he had that pick today. He had that moment. Also, the play before, he got beat pretty badly downfield. Like, that's an all-pro corner when he's healthy. And you want to think he's going to get to that full health and be the Jalen Johnson you've expected him to be. Tremaine Edmonds is close to coming back. What an impact that's going to bring for this defense. He was playing at a Pro Bowl level before the injury. And I tip my cap to Dennis Allen. Like, he's been able to get every ounce of talent and potential out of a defense that's been depleted throughout this season. And they've had some individual success stories like in Ashaun Wright, but they've also had just a group that's played really hard together. And I see a defense that's really fighting well.
Emma, what is the timeline for Tremaine Edmonds?
Still to be determined. He's eligible to come back, I believe, this week. It was not considered a serious injury. I've seen him around plenty. Like, there's no considerable limp. He looks fine. I think he's been in those meetings and everything else. I think he's close. I've not heard it from anybody yet, but just the way I've seen him and observed him, I get the sense he's close.
Is Jalen Johnson a liability as of this point? Because I saw the same thing you did. The takeaway was a spectacular play, but he did get beat rather badly the play right before that. Does he look like he's getting better, or is this something that's still going to take the offseason for him to get healthy? And so there may be a concern when he is out there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he's a liability, Judson. I'd say the thing I'm concerned about is just those deep balls where it's one-on-one on an island. I think the Bears and Dennis Allen need to account for the idea that you need some safety help over the top if you're going to be, especially if he's matching up with the number one receiver, and the Browns don't have that guy is going to beat you on those routes, but you're going to see some of those guys the next few weeks here. So I think they need to account for the fact that he's not able to get on that island 40 yards downfield and win those battles. It's going to be tough sledding for him, and I think they need to be very conscious of that. But also at the same point in time, and more time away from surgery, he's getting healthier in theory. Like, you want to think he's going to be able to get somewhere closer to 100% by later on in this season as he keeps progressing.
Emma, when Ben Johnson says at the podium after a game or during the week that he needs to examine something and take a deeper look at it, usually something beneficial comes of it. DJ Moore, 4 receptions, 69 yards, but what jumps out the most, of course, are the 2 touchdowns, one of them being a spectacular play by Caleb Williams to find DJ Moore in the back of the end zone. What did you make of the game that Moore had, and it was so nice to see him kind of get involved with the caliber of player we know he is and the caliber of player that he's being paid to be?
Yeah, look, when Ben Johnson talks about that, like, the way this offense runs, it's so much more about plays than players in terms of specific routes and setting guys up for success. And Ben has talked about this. Like, they want to get everybody involved. But in his mind, it's not, okay, this is the ball for DJ Moore. This is the route we're running. This is the play we're running. Let's see where the one is here. Maybe you go to the secondary. Here's where the shutdown is. In his mind, he's not thinking about DJ Moore specifically. Up until this week, I think that changed a little bit where you saw some options. I'm excited to go back and kind of watch the tape on this where I think they were drawing him up open more as the number one read. And you get some mismatches in that Browns coverage, and they were able to take advantage of them. I need to prioritize him as the number one read a little bit more and set him up where Caleb Williams can't miss him because they know what a playmaker he is. And also factor in that Roman Dunze goes down pregame and you're down a receiver and you're down a really important one at that. DJ Moore became more of a focal point today, and that seemed a little bit more deliberate than it has in the past.
What do we know about Roma Dunze? What are the chances? I know that this is, you know, very speculative at this point, but what are the chances we could see him Saturday against the Packers?
I'm worried about this one, Judson. Look, it's a stress fracture, and he was playing through it. He wasn't quite right going through this, but he was going to tough it out. He re-aggravated this injury, and that's something that the Bears said when they informed us that he was not going to be playing this game. Take that as you will. Re-aggravating a stress fracture means that some more damage was done. And I saw Lomadoz in the locker room postgame. He did not have a cast on. He didn't have a significant limp. So it's nothing catastrophic, at least to the naked eye. But I'm not seeing this as a really good sign for the Bears. I think this is something where he could be missing Saturday and he could be missing multiple games at this point. It seemed a little bit aggressive to try to get him back out there for this game. He was only limited throughout the course of this week. And I don't know how much action he even had to really be limited in practice at that. So it seemed a little extreme to try to get him back out there right away. He probably could have benefited at this point. Obviously, hindsight 2020 certainly could have benefited from sitting out this football game. So I'm not sure. Ben Johnson didn't seem sure about him after the game. They're waiting for more information. I don't know if that means throwing down some more x-rays and seeing what more you can find, but it doesn't seem encouraging at this rate.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. And by the way, you know, throughout the week, I discussed that maybe it would be a good idea to continue to let him to get, you know, more rest. I know that going, well, assuming you can beat a team without one of your best players may not be the best approach, but strategically, you'd like to think that the Bears are in a place that they could beat the 3-10 Browns and get a much more healthy Roma Dunze in a bigger game, a divisional game against the Green Bay Packers. It feels very much like a misstep the way they played it, unless they decided to dial it back Sunday to be in a better way against the Packers on Saturday.
Yeah, exactly. Obviously, they were fine without him getting offensively. They did everything right they needed to do. Beyond that, you knew this was going to be a game in which you're really pounding the run game. So I would have preferred to let Rome sit out. This is 2 weeks in a row now with pregame warm-up injuries. And these are two very different injuries between Roma Dunze and Tyler Gordon. But Rome is something where he's playing through a stress fracture. That is a ticking time bomb in a sense where you're risking an injury at any point. One misstep, especially wide receiver, where you're cutting that aggressively, you're at a significant risk to re-aggravate that thing. For Tyler Gordon, like, he was healthy, he was full go. In theory, he just re-aggravated another soft tissue muscle, and that's been a really concerning trend throughout his career, and he's going to miss the remainder of the regular season. We'll see if he's ready for the playoffs. Two very different situations. You can't put them together in one here, but everything we've seen today said Roma Dunze should not have been playing today. And you hope it's not a long-term matter because this team has three really important games here down the stretch.
He's 6'7". The score is Chris Emma. I'm Judson Richards with you. In a Bears victory, a good, better, best Monday, which has been something we have enjoyed plenty in 2025. Emma, thoughts on Micah Parsons, believed to have torn his ACL in a Packers loss to the Broncos on Sunday?
Yeah, and that's a tough one for the Packers. Absolutely, we saw just a week ago what Micah Parsons ranks for that defense and the way that defense has played at such a high level. Frankly, that takes the air out of that room in Green Bay. And like when you're talking about a guy who's brought such an impact to that team this season and really kind of was a catalyst for them emerging as a Super Bowl contender this year, the Packers. That's a really long flight back from Denver after a tough loss. And suddenly you're back down in second place and you're down in the seventh seed or whatever it is at this point now. That really takes the wind out of the Packers' sails for this one. And on the other side for the Bears, I mean, this is going to be one of the most anticipated regular season games, certainly in my 11 years on this beat. And as somebody who lives here and has followed this team my whole life, you don't get games like this often when you're talking about Bears-Packers late December, first place on the line, a Saturday night, no less.
Yeah.
Soldier Field is going to be absolutely electric for that game. The city is going to be buzzing all week. It's a Packers week, but to another level. And here are the Bears after a really tough loss a week ago in Green Bay, a game that they could have had. And you're kind of back down in the dumps. And all it takes is one Sunday where it all flips. Bears get a win. Packers get a loss. Bears are back in first place. they should have some good mojo on their side going into this game against the Pack. And look, this is a game where if you win that one, suddenly you're building a little bit of room in that NFC North picture. And the Bears can start thinking beyond just these next two games. You can be thinking about moving up to that number one seed in the NFC. This is a significant game on Saturday night, and I absolutely cannot wait to get to Soldier Field.
Yeah, few things better than a Bears-Packers battle in December for first place of the division. It doesn't happen often, and it's going to happen twice in December of 2025. Hard to believe, Emma. This is what we sign up for. This is what we hope for as sports fans. Emma, before I let you go, how have you adjusted your ceiling or expectations or what the 2025 Bears can be under year one of Ben Johnson?
I take them 9-8. They hit the over today. They got 10 wins now and tallying at this point. I don't have an answer for you, Johnson. I tip my cap to this ball club. They just keep...
Well, hold on. Are you saying, Emma, that from here on out, we're working with house money?
Yes and no. Like, okay. I would say a month ago that this is like a free year. Just enjoy whatever you can get out of it. If the team makes the playoffs, great. If not, there's Billy. But this is a team that can win deep into the playoffs. This is a team. I'm not putting any ceiling on this team. And the NFC is wide open. You look at the standings, it's really competitive, but there's warts on every team. You can poke a hole in any team out there and say, this is why that team's not going to win this and that. This team is getting better in December and into January, as Ben Johnson promised. And he had a great line a few weeks ago, maybe I don't know what it was at this point, saying, like, look, man, teams are defined by how they finish, not how they start. And this team started 0-2 and spent the first 2 months really saying, this has been a fun year, but there's so much they need to improve, and there's so many ways they can get better, and it might all get exposed. And here they are now at 10-4, sitting atop the NFC North with three meaningful games left, and you can start thinking about winning each of these games, getting that first-round bye, being that team to beat in the NFC. So it was a free season until it wasn't, until this team has surpassed every expectation along the line, taken flight in a way that we could not have expected in year one for Ben Johnson. And this is a heck of a ride. I'm not saying it's a free year. I'm saying this is a team where you can start dreaming of something big here.
Find it over at 670thescore.com. Chris Emma's work. He writes, Bears take care of business. And routing the Browns, setting up a defining stretch in their breakthrough season. Emma, great work there. And thank you for staying up with us. Emma, we appreciate it.
Take care, buddy.
All right, good stuff from Chris Emma. Chris says he believes this team can go deep into the playoffs. Do you believe that? And what do you say about the house money thought process? 312-644-6767. Also, major headlines across the NFL that affect the Bears. We'll tell you what they are coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Next.
We're back with more Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
You're listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday, presented by Busey Bank, and great clips as the Bears trounce the Browns with a final of 31-3. The Bears are back atop the NFC North at 10-4 on the season after the Packers lose to the Broncos. We'll talk more about that coming up in just a moment. We'll get to these phone calls, too, at 312-644-6767. Our man Quentin is waiting on hold. Quentin, we'll get to you in just a moment. But we do want to remind you and update you and let you know this Friday you can join the Score at the world-famous Brat Stop in Kenosha for the return of the Brat Bowl. That's previewing round two of Chicago versus Green Bay. Raheemy Harrison Grody, well, they would be there broadcasting live from 10 to 2, followed by Spiegel and Holmes from 2 to 6 that afternoon. And they'll be joined by special guests, including Patrick Manley at 11 o'clock and hosts from The Fan in Milwaukee as the shows gear up for a huge game the next day. That's Friday from 10 to 6 at the Brat Stop in Kenosha. It's all brought to you by Ziegler Subaru of Kenosha. For a great experience, visit ZieglerSubaruKenosha.com. We will get to some of the major headlines around the NFL that certainly impact the Bears, some positively. Actually, there wasn't a lot of negative yesterday for the Bears. There was a lot of good stuff. But let's go out to the phones first, 312-644-6767. Quentin is with us on the blue line. Quentin, before we get into your Bears takes, where are you heading to, man?
Well, I'm on the blue line train, headed to work, going to O'Hare Airport. I'm a baggage handler, and I've been Chicago Bears fan all my life. Even I got a Bears scarf that I wear to work every day, and I'm truly a diehard.
What are your hours, Quentin? What are your hours? These are some tough hours.
Well, my hours are 3:15 to 11:45. Diehard Bears fan, but Carlos Santos is a problem. Cannot be missing field goals during the going into the playoffs. Or in the regular season. Listen, a 30-yard field goal, we could have been up by 17, but I'm glad that we won the game, though, too. And Michael Parsons tore ACL. He's out for the season. Now we can take down the Packers once and for all.
Quentin, thank you for the call. By the way, Quentin, can I get you to weigh in? I just had a conversation with Chris Emma. Are you a believer that, like, since we're here now, you expect that the Bears are going to have success in the playoffs? Or are you kind of from a house money standpoint, the Bears have a brand new head coach and, you know, they're just getting started, so may as well just enjoy whatever happens from here on out?
Well, I have faith in Ben Johnson. He's our new coach. He has a plan. We got a new coaching staff. I think the Bears could go all the way as long as we have home field advantage, as long as we beat the Packers, the 49ers, and the Lions. The road through the Super Bowl goes through us.
No, oh, you're the man, Quentin. And thanks for what you do at the airport, man. Not an easy gig. Good stuff from there from Quentin holding it down. He's got his Bears scarf on, heading to work at 1:37 in the morning.
It's tough hours.
That's a guy putting it in. I know. And he's,
only
you know,
we can relate.
We can relate, although, you know, we just get to sit here and flap our gums about the Bears. And luckily, they're really, really good this year. So that makes it a little bit easier. We're going to hear from head coach Ben Johnson coming up in just a little bit. But, you know, Quentin, kind of spoiler alert there, took our big headline on a busy Sunday yesterday. But let's go over now some of the things that happened that you should know about. Let's begin with the feel-good story. 44-year-old Philip Rivers, we know this one, it has been one of the major storylines throughout the week, had not played an NFL game since 2020, and Rivers went out there for the Indianapolis Colts, did not get the win. The Seahawks actually had a come-from-behind victory to win it 18-16. If you watched enough Philip Rivers throughout the years, you would not be shocked that he threw an interception at the end to lose the game. But old man Rivers, 18 of 27, 120 yards, one touchdown, one interception. This has a Disney movie written all over it. But Philip Rivers, one of the best guys ever in the NFL. This is what he said after the game.
Maybe it will, I don't know, inspire or teach, you know, not to run or be scared of what may or may not happen, you know. Hopefully, you know, certainly I think of my sons and those ball players, you know, that I'm in charge of at the school, that they'll say, like, crap, coach wasn't scared. You know what I mean? It's like, shoot, sometimes you, there is doubt and it's real. And, you again. You can. The guaranteed safe bet is to go home or to not go for it. And the other one is shoot. Let's see what happens. You know. And so I hope that in that sense that it can be a positive to some young boys. You know, or young people. Not as we boys, but again, that's not the motivation. But whatever God's will, I'm happy with. But certainly going to quickly turn my attention to the 49ers. And I know it'll be a Monday night game. Hopefully Lucas Oil is rocking. And I never got to experience that either. And then that COVID year. And we're going to scratch and fight and claw. I do know that. And not because I'm here, but I do know that any team I have ever been a part of, not because of me, but I've been a part of, will fight like crazy until they tell us the season's over. And so you can guarantee that for the next 3 weeks.
Pretty amazing story. Philip Rivers, the high school football coach, and his body has taken on the look of a dad and a high school football coach, but certainly gave him a probably better chance to win than Riley Leonard. They did not get it done, but we'll get a chance to see Philip Rivers try. I just learned that's the Monday night game. I did not know that. So Colts 49ers Monday night football coming up next week. The other one, another major storyline, Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes, a season-ending torn ACL in his left knee in the final minutes of the 16-13 loss to the Chargers. It was also a result that ended Kansas City's playoff hopes. So how about that? The current GOAT, all the success that he has had, them trying to get back to the Super Bowl. Man, bummer.
Did you hear about the stat about him and Tom Brady and how they're related?
No.
So it's their ninth season. Both of them tore their ACL. Both of them have 3 Super Bowl rings. Both of them tear their ACL in their ninth season.
Right. So now all the Chiefs need is Matt Cassel for next year.
Maybe.
Is that who it was that came in to win 11 games?
Lead them to a 10-6 record and then miss the playoffs by some weird tiebreaker. So
now can Patrick Mahomes come back and win as many Super Bowls as Tom Brady did after the ACL tear?
Just needs 4 more, which
That's
is
it.
Incredible.
Just needs 4. Another thing that happened on Sunday is the Lions lost. All right, the Lions lost to the Rams. 41-34 was the final score. What did Dan Campbell think of this Rams team that they just lost to? Here's what he said after the game.
Now we know, you know, now you have firsthand knowledge of what, you know, what probably the top of the NFC looks like right now. That's them, you know. And so now you know. You know what it looks like. You know what it is, and we're not there right now. Doesn't mean we can't be, but now we know what it looks like. And you got to get better. We got to get better. We got to move on. Can't sulk about it. Can't feel sorry for ourselves. We make the corrections, and we move on.
All right, so the Rams, they are impressive. They improve to 11-3 on the year and get that win against the Lions. The Lions fall to 8-6. Again, if the Lions continue to lose like next Sunday against the Pittsburgh Steelers in Detroit and the Bears win Saturday, then the Bears would secure a spot in the playoffs. Again, they can do it by week 16. They just got to beat the Packers, and then the Lions have to lose to the Steelers. Speaking of that Bears-Packers game, this was something. But the Packers, their star pass rusher, Micah Parsons, in a loss to the Broncos, is believed to have torn his ACL. Here's Matt LaFleur after the game.
That's the name of the game. I told the guys, nobody's going to feel sorry for us. And, you know, we got to rally around one another, and everybody's going to have to elevate their play.
That is the initial belief that Micah tore his ACL.
Yeah, it doesn't look good, so I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, it doesn't look good. Ian Rappaport, Adam Schefter, none of them have said it's flat-out torn ACL. They just have all speculated, and when you're speculating that it's a torn ACL, it's a torn ACL. One thought on that, we'll get to these phone calls in just a moment. We'll hear from Ben Johnson. Speaking of Ben, he mentioned that they were desperate to get a win against the Cleveland Browns. Like he used the word desperation. And I think the reason why he used the word desperate is because we're down to the final games. And what's his name? Who was on the call for Fox, the play-by-play?
Kevin Kugler for the Bears.
Thank you.
Yeah,
yeah, I kept wanting to say Kubiak. But Kevin Kugler, I like the way he used it. He said, we'll see what comes out of the blender today, Sunday, because of how close all of these races are. That's why the word desperation was used. So I understand that the Packers are a much lesser team without Michael Parsons, but damn it, I wouldn't take them any lighter by any means. Because if you want to talk about a desperate team feeling like everyone needs to do their job better, it's going to be the Green Bay Packers coming to Soldier Field on Saturday night. Again, like, did the Bears catch a break? Sure. Micah Parsons is heading towards a Hall of Fame career. But if you think that the Packers weren't already a great football team, you're wrong. And if you don't think that that word desperation that Ben Johnson used can't be now applied to the Packers, who are desperate to be better because of an injured Micah Parsons, you're tripping. I'm not saying that, like, the Bears aren't better off without Micah Parsons taking the field. There's just, there's a fallout, I think, that comes with it. And a part of me makes me go, like, how much harder are they going to play because of the man that they just lost, right? It's easy to just go, man, the Bears caught a break. Hey, it takes a little bit of luck. There's always a little bit of luck in getting to the playoffs. Before you start saying that, I hope Ben Johnson's saying the same thing I'm saying. Desperation. Use that same word, but now take a look at the Packers and know what's coming to town. Right. By the way, Watson, the wide receiver who ended up going to the hospital after the game, he did travel home with the Green Bay Packers. So Christian Watson does look like he will be okay. He had a chest injury, left the game, went to the hospital, did go home with the team. 312-644-6767. Ty is with us in Kenosha. Hey, Ty, what's going on?
Hey, just feeling great after the game. Watching Caleb throw that one pass to DJ Moore, the poise that he had. Like, I saw it, and I'm like, oh, shit, he better.
Yeah, Ty, you can't say that. Even though it is middle of the night, we still advise against it. No big deal. But, no, you're right. I thought the ball was intercepted. Like, DJ Moore had such a nonchalant reaction, and he kind of caught it at his chest, and the camera angle was from behind. So it looked like it may have been picked off and you didn't even know where it was. But Ty is feeling good. Ty lives near the Brat Stop. He's very excited that we're coming there. So it's all good stuff. Now, let's hear from Ben Johnson after the game. Here is your Bears head coach, 10-4, and feeling good about this victory.
All right.
couple injuries to note here. Guys that did not finish the game. Luther has an ankle that we need to take a look at. Hopefully have more information tomorrow. Amon didn't finish. He had a hamstring that we'll see the severity tomorrow as well. And then Rome had a little re-aggravation of the foot, so we'll see where he's at as well going forward. Beyond that, in terms of the game, I thought the guys did a great job coming out and taking care of the business. We talked about that here this week. You know, you come off a very highly emotional game the week before, and we ended up on the loss side of that one. And it's the easy thing to do is allow that to spiral out of control. And the guys didn't allow that to happen. They came back to work and handled the process really well. And I, like I said, they took care of business here this week. I thought the coolest thing about it, not only the weather, those guys handled it extremely well, but to see our fans come out in full force like they did and really made an impact on that game. You could hear them, you could feel them on out there, and I could tell that our opponent was struggling with the crowd. So we're going to need that going forward. Couple more home games here this regular season, and we'll keep it moving. I can't say enough good things here about our defense. You know, I think this was really an outstanding performance. I know we gave up a couple explosives that we'd like to have back, but outside of one or two plays, they really did a phenomenal job, you know, shutting down the run game, making it second and long, third and long, and getting off the field. When you combine that with the takeaways, once again, you know, three takeaways there in the second half, which were enormous for us. It really, I thought, carried the day for us. Offensively, tough opponent. That's a really good defense. You know, we talked about it being a top three defense going into the week, and that proved to be the case. You know, we had some success at times, but yet it wasn't as consistent as we would like it to be. Moved the ball somewhat well in the first half, but yet didn't capitalize with points the way we would like to, and in the second half, we were able to find a couple more opportunities for points. So all in all, I thought it was a pretty good day. Special teams came through for us. Duvernay had some big returns. Our kickoff unit once again showed why we believe they're a weapon for us. And so that was really encouraging to see as well. So I'm going to go ahead and open it up from there.
We see a lot of Caleb, the accuracy, just putting the ball where it would lead the receivers into more yards to.
Did I see that today? Is that what you're, yeah. I got to go back and I got to look at it. Sometimes my perspective doesn't always show that for me. But yeah, I thought he did a good job finding some open guys, and it did feel like we had a little bit more run after catch here this week than what we've maybe had over the last few weeks. And so usually that's a good sign.
What was your perspective? Game where everything kind of looks a little better, a little sharper for him passing wise, can be a step forward after this.
Yeah, once again, I got to go back and look and see if that is the case where I know our completion percentage is maybe a tick higher than what it's been. So that's a good thing. But, you know, we'll go back. We'll find out what we did well and what we need to clean up. But, there's a number of areas. You know, you win a game 31-3, and yet there's still a number of areas where we need to address and we need to continue to get better as a team.
What was your perspective on that second touchdown pass to DJ where Caleb goes right and just makes that kind of ridiculous throw?
Yeah, no, it reminded me a little bit of was it Philly that he threw it to OZ in the back of the end zone? You know, he's rolling to his right, and we just barely missed OZ. I think that was Philly. And similar type concept where he's rolling to his right, and he finds a guy on the back of the end zone behind him like that. And I would say 99% of quarterbacks, you tell them, don't even waste your time looking back there and trying to make that throw. There's usually bad things that happen, and yet he's got the ability to make that throw. And, you know, DJ made a heck of a play there right on the back line as well. So that was one of those highlight moments there.
Ben, what specifically happened with Roman? You guys, there was a pretty good chance he was going to play, and how did he
pre-game re-aggravated the foot, so we'll find out more tomorrow just the extent of that.
Do you know if he's going to play again this season, or is it?
We'll find out more tomorrow. I really don't know. I really don't know right now how the extent of it. You know, that something like that happens right before a game, and you're solely focused on getting the next guy ready to perform at a high level.
It's 2 weeks in a row that's happened to really important players. How frustrating is that? How do you kind of process that?
I really don't process it. All I think about is what we need to do to win the game.
Ben, what was your reaction? Obviously, you haven't seen the film, but your immediate reaction to the way your offensive line did against such a talented Browns line, especially featuring someone like Myles Garrett?
Yeah, I thought we did some good things, and there's a couple that we wish we had back. You know, the false starts frustrate me a little bit. We're past that here at this point. And then we have a ball handling snafu there in the second half. That can't happen. I mean, those are things that those should be behind us now at this point. Those guys know that. They understand that because when you face these good defenses, these good teams, you really can't give them anything. You don't have any mulligans. And so other than that, though, I do think those guys came out and battled. I think they were looking forward to the challenge. You know, you talk about all week how fast the linebacking crew is that we were going against and how you got to take the proper angle. And then obviously their defensive front, their get off, it's something that's very difficult to simulate over the course of practice. And so it can be a shock if you're not prepared for it. And I thought our guys handled it really well.
How intentional was it at the beginning of the week to set a tone when you said that you were desperate for a victory to create that sense of urgency that you guys showed today?
Yeah, our guys understand it. They know where we are in the season. You know, they know what's out in front of us, and they know how competitive the NFC is. So it doesn't take much from the head coach at this point. They get it, you know. And I've been saying all along, we got some veteran leaders that they've been here, they've done that, they've won games, they've been close before, and so I think we got a really good big picture view of where we are and where we're going and what we need to do in the here and the now.
Does winning 10 games mean anything to you?
Not really. we're on to the next one. You know, it's 10's great, but it's not enough.
What impressed you most about DeMarco's play on leaping interception and attempted up to himself?
Yeah, I thought, well, I think that was a game changer to me. You know, you're always looking for a little bit to spark your team, ignite your team there. And in the second half, that's really what it was. Correct me if I'm wrong, was a score 14-3 at that point? Yeah, so we really needed it because we were able to capitalize and make that into 21-3, and it felt like we took firm control of the game there at that point. And so he's done such a great job coming in, you know, at the end of training camp or whenever that was and picking up the defense. I know he had some familiarity there with DA, but to go from a guy contributing on special teams to playing significant snaps at Mike linebacker, I think that's a big credit to him.
Then you guys have three huge games left. How do you feel about your team's readiness for that kind of stretch, especially compared to where you guys were at the start of the season?
Yeah, no, we're definitely a better football team than we were that first month of the season. And probably these three opponents we're playing coming up, they're all going to say the same thing. And so I know at this point, I know we're a good football team. I know we're a good football team, and I'm looking forward to seeing this competition over the next 3 weeks, as they are. You know, I think our players are excited to be in this spot. They put themselves in a, you know, we're 10-4, and we've got a lot to play for here over the next 3 weeks. And really, in this league, you can't ask for a lot more than that.
We talked a lot about DJ last week and the lack of production. You kind of, you know, these things happen the way games go. Did you foresee this at all, the way he was going to play today and the kind of production?
I think he's been playing this way every week, you know, and it's just we haven't been able to get him the ball or get the ball in his hands. And so we're able to target him a few more times, and he came through with some big plays for us. And, you know, hopefully sometimes these things come in bunches. You know, you kind of have a dry spell, and then all of a sudden he could come on hot here over the next three games and just really take off. And that's the way it tends to happen, which would be a good thing for us.
All right, there he is, Ben Johnson, after the Bears get their 10th win of the year. You want to respond to anything he said, you can do so, 312-644-6767. This is from the text line, by the way, from the 630. Don't forget to call out Josh Blackwell's amazing stop at the yard line during kickoff. That was a spectacular special teams play. I believe that was coming off of a punt. But that was a spectacular special teams play that really, really set up the Bears' first score and kind of started that domino effect for them to have a 14-0 lead in the first quarter. Something the Bears need to do is play with a lead earlier more often, and something that may, if they could do that, could help them get a win against the Packers on Saturday. So, yes, Josh Blackwell certainly deserves a shout-out. Two things I want to get into next. If you were at the game, how cold was it? I'd love to hear from you. And for those of you who believe in bear weather, believe it helps the Bears, have you started to change your mind at all as the Bears look to be heading indoors someday when they get a new stadium? Or do you still believe that the Bears should be playing in bear weather? Also, who has been the Bears' best rookie so far this season? We'll tackle it next. Hour number three coming up on 6-7 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.